This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Despite ongoing election litigation, Joe Biden's handlers are staffing up a potential Biden administration. So far, it seems the main requirement for a Biden appointment is being a P-tape truther. That is, believing the Steele dossier's ridiculous allegations that Donald Trump colluded with Russians to hack the 2016 elections, including the outlandish claim that Trump engaged in lurid activities in a Moscow hotel room with prostitutes. The dossier was concocted by Christopher Steele, a former British spy who was hired by Fusion GPS on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Biden's, and by Biden, I mean his overlord, Obama's pick to run the Office of Management and Budget, was a P-tape truther, a cheerleader. She worked hard, in her words, to, quote, make the Steele dossier the next James Bond. She also launched a website called the Moscow Project to promote all the dossier's smears. The site even claims President Trump is a cultivated Russian asset. Still, Biden's pick for National Security Advisor may take the cake for the most devout P-tape truther. He played a key role in pushing the Russia collusion hoax. Biden's potential National Security Advisor promoted a fake news story spread by Fusion GPS and the DNC that accused President Trump of communicating with Putin via secret server between Trump Tower and Russia's Alpha Bank. He touted the story, quote, the most direct link yet between Donald Trump and Moscow, unquote. And just after President Trump was elected, he met with John Podesta, DNC head, and Fusion GPS chief Glenn Simpson to help Fusion raise $50 million to fund more anti-Trump operations during Trump's administration. No one who promoted the Clinton campaign's collusion hoax should return to government, especially to Senate-confirmed positions. After all, if they already peddled one P-tape conspiracy, they won't hesitate to peddle another.